The word of God is the seed of creation. The word of God is life.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned by God to go raise his end time armies.
Why do we have ministers who are misbehaving? Many have never been trained. They've read books about ministry, but you must understand that reading book is not the same thing as being held by the hand and told what to do. When you were young, you went everywhere you wanted to go. But the time is coming that you become old. Another will hold you by the hand and lead you to places you didn't want to go. That's training.
Get set for an awakening.
Get set for an awakening.
Can we celebrate? Keep celebrating Jesus. Keep celebrating Jesus. Keep celebrating Jesus. I think you can.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Please stop the video. Stop. How many of us came for this meeting with a very strong anticipation in our heart? Very strong hunger in our heart. Strong hunger? Are you serious? How strong is the hunger? Talk to me now. How strong is it? Now I'm going to give you a minute. Lift your hands to heaven. Just play softly and communicate that hunger the best way you can. Go ahead. Communicate the hunger the best way you can. The best way you can. Now, you don't communicate hunger quietly. Lift your voice loud and clearer enough. Communicate the hunger. Shakata balada baka fede nero shenti di bakai. Zende kabakai, te ville de bakai, te fidi. Zende kabar, shalamba kabo, sigiri beledish. Elende kabra vende vokuru kuru kuru. Hey, shalana makatesh. Yende kabanda la kabakatesh. Yende prafadish. Lift your voice loud and clear. Loud and clear. Loud and clear. Loud and clear. Communicate the depth of the hunger. Shele kabakata balakatesh. Yende rekida. Revende kaba tali shede bekesh. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Is there someone here that has anything to do with the name Bolu? Have something to do with that name Bolu? And please, when I'm ministering, I want us to keep tabs. With those online also. The Lord gave me, if you are coming, please come. You have something to do with that name, Bolu, God kept. Please come. Amen. I believe this is a very prophetic atmosphere. Am I free to? What's the connection with that name? Huh? Boluare. Who is Boluatife? Alright. You come. Where are you from? Huh? Speak louder. Osu. Who is from Ogun? Ogun, come. Alright, come. Don't clap. We are here for a very serious one. Hey, what's your name? From where? Okay. Fatherless search. Lift your hands, everyone. See, God is set to do amazing things in this conference, and I'd like you to be very, very sensitive. Let your heart be open to that which God is set to do. Shele kabra frande kabila, shade krende rosti fredi. Ay, kabele de mosti krende roko fredi. Jista vaha velis to prebenetis. Pastor. Jesus. Shele krahadi rus ti frele bene kapadi. Zende kabara tis ti frele menus shadi bakadi. Yende krede rus ti frele veke rus ti frele benes. Ay. You provide the fire. I provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. I will open up inside. Fear me. Amen. Sorry, Pastor, hold on. Which among you was around in the afternoon when in the morning session? I shared a story of myself. Don't worry, Pastor. Leave them. I want all of you to come together. Is found the person? All right. I didn't want to call that name because I don't know if the person is here. So I'm going to pray for you differently. But I'm going to pray for the rest also. Is that okay? Join your hands together. Now, what God is doing now has a connection with what I shared in the afternoon. There's going to be a very serious work. Please pay attention. Look at me. There's a process, if you are serious, that is going to take place in this meeting in your life, which has to do with God collecting what was once yours that is now lost, particularly you. Are you following what I'm saying? So when people come out, I don't just tell them to go back. No, no. Lift your hands, all of you standing outside, and say it loud and clear. I take back. Is that how you say it? Is that the best you can? All that is mine that has been stolen from me, I take them back. You come. Lift your hands. Please stand behind her. No, you stay. Father, I stand in agreement with you and that which you have revealed, that this is the year of restoration. In the name of Jesus. That which is gone for a long time, which has to do with connection in the lineage, I stand and I speak against sickness that moves from one person to another. Particularly, pay attention, particularly between grandparents, and keeps flowing down. In the name that is above all names, God use you as a pattern of exemption. And I use you as a point of contact to everyone standing outside. That which has been stolen over the years, you take it back. And I decree every tree that the Lord has not planted, out! Let them be uprooted. The significance of this meeting with your life comes. The name of Jesus. Help this lady.
krahas de frebele nimas de frebinos to kahaba fis. Len de kabara felis to krabatista. Hold on. One person can just carry her from the back. That's all that is needed. I ask that the fire of the Spirit root out every tree the Lord has not planted. It is done. Please go back to your seat. Please be seated, church. Please be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, can we, with so much honor in our hearts, stand and celebrate Pastor for... I mean, now do that well. Thank you. Amen. And I met this man of God worshiping. That was a very fireized session. Help celebrating, please. Thank you. Let's please be seated. If your heart is very open, God is going to do beyond the works of deliverance. Can I hear amen to that? We are going to have a very strong prophetic atmosphere. But you see, prophetic atmosphere has to be created with a lot of hunger. Are you following what I'm saying? When there is hunger in your heart, you can draw from things that you even not to take. When Jesus was at that wedding at Cana of Galilee, the mother came to meet him and said to him that their wine had finished. And Jesus said, "My time have not yet come." And the response of the mother to that statement was to tell them that there is a principle that shortens time. That even if a meeting ought not to be yours, if you understand the principle, any meeting can be yours. Whatever he asks you to do, do it. Amen? So I want to beg you, I know that several ministers are still coming after now. Never attend any meeting casually. Are you following what I'm saying? If your heart becomes so open, it will amaze you how one person in the auditorium can condition a meeting just for himself alone. And the pastor can't tell the reason why he's speaking in the direction. And yet it is just the hunger of one man. So a meeting can be called for thousands of people, and one man will steer the meeting in his own direction. I'm going to call a name now. I will forget I've called your name. But as I begin to pray for people, I want Pastor Henry to remind me. The Lord is asking me to pray for a Damilola. I don't know who that person is. But let's still hold on so we can have the word of God. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles quickly, people of God. Ezekiel, the same scripture we read in the morning. Ezekiel chapter number 33. Ezekiel chapter number 33. Verse 7. So you... Ezekiel 33 verse 7, I want to make sure you are there before I read. So you, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, you shall hear the word from my mouth and warn them for me. There are different aspects that we can focus on. This is a very powerful subject. When I saw the topic, I shook my head. Because it's a very powerful topic. But I'm just going to narrow my gaze somewhere. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Am I? Because the things. Can I go on? Hey. There's somebody here that this meeting is an opportunity for you to repent. Because I see by 26th of August, you are getting a pregnancy report. No, I'm not talking about those who are looking for the fruit of the womb. Let's pretend like the person is not here. Huh? Huh? Hear me. I know you, I know your name, I know your date of birth. Please pay attention. Don't laugh. Don't geez. You read also in scripture somebody who men didn't sleep with and she was pregnant. So relax. When an atmosphere like this is on and you take the seat of a mocker, the spirit of misbehavior claps and comes on you. And you can't tell the reason why, you just go and fulfill that prophecy. Somebody is here, God is saving somebody's life, somebody's laughing. And that laughter is not a sign you are free. I'm trying to be very civil and just teach. But it doesn't change the fact that I'm under authority. And I'm going to say that word again. In all the places I've warned people about, these people got pregnant. And usually they are people nobody's expecting. I went to minister at a school. I won't mention the school. And as we drove into that place, I heard the cry of babies. And the Lord said, I should make a decree in that land that no abortion pill will work for the next 6 months. Every fellowship had an escort that got pregnant in that place. So I'm going to pretend that you are not here. And when that day comes, it will be clear that the Lord spoke ahead and warned you ahead. 26th August 2022 is that date, except you repent. Like I say, let's pretend that the person is not here. There's something about tonight. There's somebody here also who is addicted to betting. The Lord wants me to warn you. In the year 2010, I was preaching somewhere and the meeting was less than 10 people. In that meeting, there were three guys there. And I was the third guy. And the Lord spoke to me and said, there are two guys in that meeting who are gays. And I'm also, we're just three. And I know it's not me. And the Lord said to call them to come out. But nobody came out. So, I told them I'm going to count 1, 2, 10. Now, it was not the Lord. It was me that was deciding that an angel is going to knock them on their head. They don't come out. Then the two of them, it was like somebody bulldozed them. And finally, they were delivered. I was ministering somewhere also, and the Lord told me a guy was there who slept with a girl, give me the year, give me the date, give me the name of the hotel, give me the state, give me the amount of money in his pocket, and the color of his boxers at the moment I was talking. To come out so God can rescue him. He didn't come out. So after the meeting, he came to kneel down and brought out the money in his pocket and said, this is the money. These are my boxers. But I didn't know why I couldn't come out. And I told him that the time the grace to help you was available. He didn't. Unfortunately, he died after the meeting. This 2010, around October, I went to minister in a place called Ikere Ekiti, and a girl was in that meeting who said that they told her that a man of God is coming, that she should come and send me on a journey of no return. So while she was in the process, an angel of the Lord touched her head and she was set free. If your eyes are open tonight, God will do things that ought to take years in a night. I didn't hear that amen like one who understands. I say again, God will do things that ought to take years. I think there's a sign that people are really hungry. Because you see, I can just go ahead and teach the word and just bless you randomly. If there's anyone here under the sound of my voice, you don't have to for the power of the Holy Ghost to rescue you. Sit where you are. Put your right hand on your head. Come on, give me a sound. Raise it up very well. I want the ushers to stand at strategic places because things are going to happen tonight. And I want all eyes closed. And I want you to release yourself to the hands of the Holy Ghost and tell him to do with you what seems right to him. Whatever it takes to make tonight your night, tell him to do it. If there's anyone here under the grip of forces beyond your control, beyond your abilities, beyond your power, under the grip of powers that has oppressed you for long. Some of you are the first of a kind described in the afternoon. And it looks like a force have said, everyone else may rise except you. Tonight, there is a release of the force of the Spirit into this atmosphere. You're going to bring them out because something is going to run through this place. I speak as one called of the Lord. Let the power of the Holy Ghost eat this place now. And let chains be broken. Thou power of the Holy Ghost, move across this place. Bring them out. Let the mighty hand of deliverance, every force beyond the control, beyond the abilities of men. There's someone, it looks like they are untying your shoes. Pay attention because there's a burning starting from the leg of that individual. Holy Ghost, search that person out. Wherever there's a burning, there's a shaking starting from the right leg. Bring them out. Bring them out. Salakati Silibanda Kaprapakai Ezigana Makaban Bilatakai Ezilon Tushikabalakatish
me my shell. Hey, cuckoo, la guarawa,
There are seven people here. There's a fire that is burning. I can't tell, but there's something, and I'm seeing positioning seven of them. I'm going to count one to seven. At each level, the Holy Ghost will fix them up. One. Two. Seven of them, you bring them out. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Let the fire locate those seven. Seven of them. Seven. Seven. Burn. Burn. Bring them out. Salakate salamakatai. There are seven of them. It is starting in trickles, but no one is designed to withstand the move of the Spirit. Kambelakai, I know sukambatakai. Hey. Kawi manta kabaha. Wauda shateika. Bambaha daha balati kishit. Mande ket vidi zidi ninin u supa akai. Ze Shele kapata kata balakate. Those seven, the hand of God is still upon your life. Holy Ghost, by an evident mark of fire. By an evident mark of fire. Let it roar across this place. Seven of them now. By an evident mark of fire. Can them occupy. Bring them out. Ela makata bakande makam revidaka. Ezin deni maham balika pam dakatich. Belenda makram prapanatsi ki beledivai takabalista. Shele makata balakata brafanda kabata. Einaman de kebron bukus. Hey, kabakatis. Alagbarama l'Olorun wa o agbara 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 yibo o agbara alagbarama ni Jesu wa o agbara 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 yibo o agbara. Omiye o. Mo fe mo biye. Fonchan. La tori tewa. Omiye.
me, yeah. I feel more me, yeah. Don't show Latori Kewa. Jesus. Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Bring them up. Take them up. Bring the people under the power of the Holy Ghost up. Church, stand. Come on, go ahead. I want, if you can help them two by two, help them stand. No, just help them stand and hold them, please. Just arrange them in front. Let them arrange them. In front. Something is actually happening in your lives. There are days in the lives of people that certain impartation comes that they will never forget. Help me take this away. There are days of certain, please, impartations. If there's any case here that is a case of deliverance from any force, right now I command that spirit, pack your load and get out. Now, get out! What is happening now? Scripture says God took the spirit upon Moses and shared it on the 70 elders of Israel. There's a sharing that is taking place. There's an evident sharing. And I understand it's going to bubble across this auditorium because there might be like your container can with, please hold them well. And I have come in the fullness of the power of the spirit. And according to what God is doing in your life and what he will yet do, hold them, and across the place, let the ushers barricade. Lift your hands, everyone. According to the measure of grace I have been sent with to this place, and as the Lord has instructed, such as I have, there is a sharing across this place. That men are brought from the place they were standing and brought into higher altitude in the realm of the spirit. There's a shift, and I decree right now in the name above all names, take it now, it is yours. Who has something to do with that name, Damilola? I'm also seeing something, Tosin. This is my first time here. I don't know you. Wherever you are, make sure you are standing in front. Who is that fellow? You are tossing. Hold up, please. Something is happening to her. Who is that person? Damilola. You have that name, Damilola. Ah, Calvin. Listen, I don't know you. I've never been here. I don't know who amongst you God said I should pray for about an apostolic and a prophetic mantle that is to start today. It is not necessarily beginning of anything, but the Lord said I should release this. I don't just lay hands on people. Lift your hands where you are. And I stretch my hands towards all of you represented here, that the operation the Lord has called for on your behalf, that which is to start tonight, the fire and the audacity of the spirit that should not be put out. Take it now. Take it. It's yours. Now. In the name of Jesus. Now. Now.
the name of Jesus. By the force of the Spirit. Thank you, Father. Oh, sele grande rakafe dis te frele binate. You will begin to both speak and write as the Lord has placed in your capacity. For he has made your tongue ready like a pen of a ready writer. And the grace will come, says the Lord, and you will see a new realm of wisdom unfolding. Sheka frade mante kabate lika des te frele binate. La tata shalabaka. The spirit of fear is gone, never to come back. You are free and bold to enter into the fullness of what God is doing upon your life now, in the name of Jesus. Shalakade, what's your name? Just receive. Now, as a pastor, I am very sensitive about going in places and, you know, just releasing words. But hear me, church, this is the balance. No guest minister knows you more than your pastor. And if any prophecy comes that may look like confirms a level of rebellion in the house, then that prophecy was not about you. Are you following what I'm saying now? Because God does not send his ministers to scatter, but to build. So I'm speaking as man under authority, understanding fully well that there's an angel over this house. And listen, a pastor can stand and look at somebody that a word is being directed to and say, probably the time is not yet ripe. And the pastor is correct. So I'm speaking with so much sensitivity and acknowledgement of cadres in the body of Christ. No guest minister can take over the operations of what God is doing through the local pastor. Ours is to come and build upon. We don't know anybody here, but I believe your pastor is going to further more on this. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lift your hands and give the Lord praise for what he's doing. I don't know who has a connection with 13th of June. While we are doing that, if you are the fellow, just make sure you are standing in front. I'm seeing somebody with a connection with 13th of June. Are you the one? What does that date mean? Talk to me. Speak louder. That's your birthday. Come. Put your right hand on your ears. Listen, there will be no more confusion in your heart. Listen, as touching what to do. The next thing you do in this season is to get any books that teach you on how to hear from God. There will be no more confusion in your heart. Are you feeling what I'm saying? Even when there seem to be multiple decisions, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. There's something the Lord is doing in this house in this season. Put your hands there. Say it loud and clear. Say, I receive. I receive. Say it again. I receive. Touching the Lord. Your hand. Rest. Jesus. Please be seated if you can. If those in front, if you can help them sit, let them be seated. I'm trying to follow a particular pattern. If you can help them sit somewhere, help them. Amen. So I was able to show in the afternoon that a watchman st-
stands on a watchtower. I've been given the subject, the burning watchman. He stands on a watchtower to see. And usually, is the first of many kinds. The watchman over a territory is supposed to be the one that is intimated to know what God is about to do in the territory. And even if the devil is trying to do something, it is the duty of a watchman to know. I stand primarily in the office of a prophet, and I've seen a couple of things. And I truly will not believe that anybody can function in that office who is not an intercessor. Because there are times I'm driving on my own. I have no business with anybody. Sometimes driving from the house to the office, and somebody will pass on the road, and I will see a date on the person, and the Lord will say, begin to pray. Because the date you are seeing is the date the fellow has been marked to die. And sometimes people pass, and God, the Holy Spirit, will inspire me to begin to intercede that they buy their own car. So, I consistently have to spend longer time interceding for people who don't know I exist and we may never meet in this part of eternity. Sometimes you get to the prayer room and the Holy Spirit will say, pray for one of my sons, Pastor Emeka, so-and-so-and-so, from Abakaliki, born in so-and-so date, is married to so-and-so-and-so, is about to fall to the scene of adultery, and you cannot get up from that place till the burden is lifted. And most times, the reason why God has to bring cases of people in territory and all of that is because most of them are not privileged to be situated where they were watchmen. Let me give you an instance. Years back, I returned from church, and I knelt down in my room to pray. And as I knelt down, I saw a flash. And I saw somebody that a car was matching the head. So I stayed there. Manga baku ubaka. Ah. If you are not a man of prayer, you'll be substituted many times over. And you'll still be boasting around. Because there are things that God ought to find. Listen. Being in the spirit is like being online. When events are going to take place, they'll be distributed as a consciousness for men who dwell in those altitudes to pick it. And why do we pick it? So we can pray back to God. Scripture described the prayer of the saints as incense stored in a vial in heaven. The heartfelt prayer of a righteous man, the fervent and effectual prayer of a righteous man that makes tremendous power available. So I saw it. Ah, Madekabai. Start praying. Ah. I was there. Because when you return from church, you just want to bless God and thank Him, right? And get your activity. But I was there for over an hour. Mandekabanda. Because you don't get up until the body lifts. And my phone rang. Said to me, Pastor, wherever you are, come now. What happened? He said, one of your sons. As an orphanage home. Toby knows the orphanage home. Not for more than 10 years now.
Am I correct? Yeah. He said, one of your sons there, a car just opened his call now. Ah! I left what I was doing, got there. They laid him down, and the skull was open. Ah! What happened? They said somebody came to visit the orphanage home and gave him 5 naira. Then he passed place in the fence, squeezed himself to buy biscuits. He was too small, the driver didn't see him in his radar. By the time the driver will know somebody was there, he marched break, the car somersaulted, the boss somersaulted, and the door of the boss hit his head, opened the head. A 5-year-old boy. But because prayer has been going on to heaven, by the grace of God, is still alive and doing well. Listen, intercession may not change the situation in terms of the occurrence. But listen, it will break down the effect. It will. A watchman is a man of prayer. Unfortunately, there are many people who can teach, preach, and do exegesis on prayer, but there are few who praise. And the devil knows believers who praise. And he knows. There are certain secrets that are hidden with people who are praying. One of the dangerous watchmen in scripture was the man Methuselah. And an average child now is taught that Methuselah is what it means to live long and be useless. But the meaning of that name is when he dies, the heir to be judged. And this guy was alive for years, indicating the length of God's mercy to them. And everybody will wake up in the morning and say, useless man, useless man. And when Methuselah died, the fountains of the deep opened and the flood started. You know, we have watchmen in Nigeria now. As an average youth, will say exegesis, these men are not there. When Lot was going to be destroyed in Sodom, there was need for a man with capacity to speak on behalf of that place. And the man was not even in Sodom. Abraham was on his knees negotiating with God, with full capacity. Because the noise we have now, somebody has not generated the weight to stand as a watchman over a family. Do you know what it means to have watchmen over nations? People that the power generated from their intercession is restricting billions of demons. They cannot operate. And when believers are abusing them, they know those believers are not wise. Was it about 4 years ago? Bishop Oyedepo was sharing something. He woke up early in the morning, around 5. And they just came to tell him, Pastor, here Adebo is around. And the man was just entering every room and blessing and blessing. And the man never said a word to him and left. He was going to make a trip that day. That's more than 5 years ago. And they were going to have a plane crash. But there was a man who has been praying as a watchman. Didn't have to say any statement. Just had to show up and tell the devil, I'm here. What happened when Osinbajo was going to have the chopper crash? He said the last phone call he received was this from this same Colossus, Pastor Hia Adeboye. What kind of a man will see what the devil has finished and concealed? And just one phone call means game has changed. What happened in, was it River State? When Pastor W.F. Kumi got there last week, and a woman who had fibroid for years, the moment they announced he was around, the fibroid came out. What happened when they were dedicating Dunamis? That same man was just ministering. A madman just walking outside within the perimeter of that grace. Madman on his own. No laying of hands. And influence has come. There are people who will die earlier than they ought to die until you rise. And their life may never have meaning. They will suffer. Some will die without children. Some will have their children become alcoholics until a man rise as a watchman. I sat down to read stories of dangerous men given to prayer. I can't remember the name of this man. He died in a prayer posture. Listen to me. Let me say this to you. Weight is not about preaching. No. Weight is the effect you generate in the spirit realm. What is your capacity in changing and altering things in the spirit? That's your true weight. Are you following what I'm saying? There are featherweight people who are noisemakers. And they are not aware that the reason why the devil will not even destroy them now is because there is no economic advantage to their destruction yet. Listen to me. Many of you have cried, if I can change it, I will choose that I'm not born in the family I'm born. If I can do this, if I can do that, if I can do that. If God has placed you in the midst of those confusion, those darkness, where marriage didn't seem to work, many things are not fine. It is because He has placed the grace upon you to change it. And there's no one coming from anywhere to change it until you rise. And the family may suffer and die. Your siblings don't give their life to Christ, become people going to club and addict until somebody rise who will rout things. The problem is that you are satisfied with what you are seeing. There are many stories we can't even share to tell you how backward we still are in the move of the Spirit. And these are things that God is doing. Because if you share them, how true is this? But I'm praying for somebody today, from this minute, your life becomes a wonder. You didn't say that amen very well. I say again, your life becomes a wonder. From today, God amplifies the effect of your voice in the place of prayer. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. There's a grace for prayer. Don't let anybody deceive you. There's a grace for prayer. When it comes upon you, you can't stop praying. There's a grace. You can never enter the fullness of what God wants to do in your life without prayer. When I go for meetings, it is consistent with meetings I go for. That's why I don't allow people to come to serve me. Nobody comes to serve me food in a meeting and leave that meeting and can be able to eat. The hunger, capacity for food dies. They just can't help it. There's a grace for fasting. Can I give you a minute? If you are here and you have people in your families who are under the torment of the devil, and you are here convenient, you are failing in your duty as a watchman. I want to give you a minute to redeem it. You will get angry. They may die and suffer until somebody rises. You will call their names. Some of them need to receive Jesus. Some of them need to be born again and command a change. And all tight. All tight. All tight. Lift up your voice. Communicate a sound to heaven. Call their names. Break the yoke of childlessness. Break the yoke of worldliness. Break the yoke of alcohol. Break the whole yoke of humanizing. Break the yoke of anger. Yetende mokopakai. Yai, kai, 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 kai. Zanda makai demokus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Say that amen with fire. Amen. Say that amen again with fire. Amen. A lot happens when there's someone to pray. Let me share this story with you. You don't have to believe anything I tell you. You don't have to believe any of the story. One of my daughters called me. The crux of the story was that she fell into immorality and got pregnant. I said, go and tell your parents. Go and tell your parents. Go and report yourself. The mother reported herself to the mother. The mother had to report herself to the church. The church suspended the mother. They stopped her education. She had to be at home. I was praying one night and I couldn't stop crying. Whenever you are praying and you can't hold tears, a burden comes. Wait on that matter. I couldn't stop crying. I was praying from Lamentations 3. Lord, arise. Praying prayers of mercy. I said, God, I'm a lover of your word. I'm a teacher of the word. I don't know what prayer to pray. This is your daughter. This is a child coming. Your daughter is a good girl. She's made a mistake. The child coming is proper, but the timing is wrong. God, I don't know how to pray, but let your mercy speak. You have to be honest while you are praying for people. I can't say you should take away this baby. Something happened. I prayed that prayer for more than 5 hours. Kalinga gaha. With tears. The following morning I called her. I said, go for other scans. Go for other tests. Everywhere she got to, no pregnancy. No pregnancy. Now, listen. Don't have to. I don't know what how to categorize this, but I know that the impossible becomes possible when there's a man on his knees. I'm telling you to intercede. Some of you are seated. There are people that their life is at your mercy. They are not even standing at the altitude where they can say anything and survive. God is looking for a son who already is in him to now raise a sound. Are you following what I'm saying now? You will call their name again and call mercy. 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 Speak. Mercy. Speak. Mercy. Speak. Go ahead. Yekete ruku pakata. Ọba tó ń gbẹ́kún aládùúrà mo ti dé. Ọba tó ń gbẹ́kún aládùúrà mo ti dé o. Gbọ́rọ̀ mi ro o. Gbéjà mi já o. Máma jẹ ń gbàgbánu àdúrà o. Ọba tó ń gbẹ́kún aládùúrà mo ti dé. Ọba tó ń gbẹ́kún aládùúrà mo ti dé o. Gbọ́rọ̀ mi ro o. Gbéjà mi já o. Máma jẹ gbàgbánu àdúrà o. Ọba tó ń gbẹ́kún aládùúrà mo ti dé. Ọba tó ń gbẹ́kún aládùúrà mo ti dé o. Gbọ́rọ̀ mi ro o. Beja mija o, mama jen gbagba nu adura o. Amen. 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 Look up. Are there watchmen here? Let me hear you shout that amen loud and clear. Currently, I can show you where Nigeria is in the Bible. Nigeria is in the state of that woman that scripture described that is about to bring forth a man child. Then the devil as the dragon stands there. But there was an intervention. As soon as the man child was born, she was caught up. There is a delivery that is in process that those who are midwives are those who understand. And listen to me. What is about to be born can actually be stillbirth. Because this is not the first time God is going to try to birth something. Beyond PVC, there is a power of intercession that must happen. What God wants to do in Nigeria now, listen, is change of operation before election. Let me leave it there. He wants to change. He wants to confuse the plans of the crafty. So they will not perform their enterprise. Until the church prays, your next president is fixed. It's fixed. But people can get to the place of prayer and change things. And things, you can tell how things will take a new turn. Lift your voice and say, Nigeria. Come on now, say loud and clear. Hear the voice of the Lord. Now is your time. You bring forth in peace. Go ahead, decree and declare. Nigeria wa adura ko mo lori ki baba mi mo gbase lowo esu to fogun mo ki ori e ma gba bode ki o gba tuse e kada balaka te balaka sa e la la makai e ne makai e la makai le mele kai ahuba ta kai e ke balaka kai Nigeria wa adura ko mo lori Olorun gbase lowo Yesu to fogun mo ti ori e ma gba bode ki o gba tunse ai 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 in Jesus mighty name we are prayed. Say that amen with fire. Sit down, briefly. Shake it abaka fradereken de okopadi shatakabai. Yende ke vende ke roste kebele ni matakai. Lande kabara taka frendi kisto febilati. Rende ke ro fidish. I don't know who that fellow is that has a connection with the name Rotimi. The Lord said to make an announcement of a new season in your life. Is that okay? There's a new season and now is the time. Are you also that name? There's a new season and we announce that season. Nothing stops the season. In the name of Jesus. Please be seated. Let me quickly take you to... please, I'd like to know the minute I have left so I can stay right with the time. Please turn your Bibles just a few chapters after Ezekiel chapter number 37. Ezekiel chapter number 37 from verse 1. Ezekiel chapter number 37 from verse 1. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones, and it caused me to pass them all round. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, don't forget he has first told him in 33, and I've set you as a watchman
So he was taking him into intricate matters. Can these bones live? Whatever represent bones that is dead, decayed, and dried, the Lord said to ask you, can they live? Can the bones live? I'm going to share a story with you and use three people to demonstrate how instantaneous miracles can be. Some people came to see me in the office and we're running a private university. They've not been able to get the documentation for all the years they've been running it. And they came. And the fellow who brought them said, this fellow won't shout. Whatever I ask you to do, just do. So we prayed very simple prayer. One of the prayers we prayed was that before the sun set, as he left the office, they were on their way driving back to where they came from. Less than 30 minutes. The documentation he's been waiting for years. He received the mail that he should report to Abuja to get it. And that was how they got the documentation. I went to minister, I'm not going to mention where, in one of this country's high profile training center. And they were sharing stuffs with me. So we decided to make a cry that the commissioner for that place will be changed before the sun set. Immediately after the meeting, I was still at the premises when they announced that he has been changed. Whatever it is that looks like it should take time before God will do it. Like I said, God is going to use three people to prove to you that miracles can be instant. By now, you should have those things already in your heart. Whatever looks like it ought to take time before it happens. Because all your mental calculation has proven that this has to be done, then this, then this, then this. Before this time tomorrow. There is an urgent attention to those matters in heaven. And before this time tomorrow, you get your urgent answers. In the name of Jesus. Sit. You have been marked already. And I want to request that I would like to get feedback of these testimonies. Don't keep it to yourself. Is that very clear? Is that very clear? Don't keep it to yourself. Whatever represent dry bones are coming alive. Again, I say they are coming alive. Let me say this to you. I was shown a man that they want me to pray for. He used to be a police officer. And as at the time I met him, they said he's been paralyzed since 1985. So I go to his house, and the fellow who told them about me had already told them that if this man should pray for you, you are going to be healed. You are going to be healed. God is the healer. So I went there and I saw their hunger. So I laid hands on him and command that the legs should receive life. Every paralysis should disappear. But he wasn't healed. So I kept going there every day. Because if you are going to be a watchman, you have to know how to be consistent. And every day I will go there and lay hands on him. The hands of God is upon you. Your legs are made whole. Paralysis is gone. And every day I pray that prayer, nothing changes. For more than 6 months I was making that prayer, nothing changed. And when I say every day, I mean every day. You know, I was going there and nothing was changing. And one day I went there as usual. And I met something very confusing. As I got to the house, I met the daughter outside, weeping. And I asked her what happened. She was weeping so bad, she couldn't tell me what had happened. So I ran inside the house. And the same seat where that man has been seated all the while I've known him, he was not seated on that seat. As a matter of fact, nobody was there. And I met the wife on the floor, weeping so loud. And as at that point, my eyes were already teary, that we had lost him. Then I saw him walking out of the room by himself. Listen, what changed? The wife used to brush for his teeth for him on the seat. Then that day she was going to brush his teeth, and he just said to her that he feels he could walk. So she said, walk. Then he took the baby steps, and for the first time since 1985, he was standing on his two legs. And he walked to brush his teeth by himself since 1985. Many of you didn't get results because you gave up on God. Because you will see that for the dry bones to come back, there were many decrees, not just one. Prophesy this, prophesy that, prophesy this, prophesy that. And at each level, something was happening. If there are prayer points you have given up on, when you leave this meeting, go back and resume. If there are people you have given up on in place of prayer, go back and resume. Are you following what I'm saying? Because sometimes the people you intercede for the most are those who hurt you the most. And it is not them, it is the spirit that does not want them to be free. So you've got to understand beyond that and keep saying those things. So he said to him, prophesy to these bones. And I'm prophesying again, whatever represent dry bones will pack their load and get out. In the name of Jesus. So he said in verse 4, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. So things that looks dead can hear, provided it is the Lord who is speaking. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live, and I will put sinews upon you and cover your skin. Now let's jump to verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together. You know, the case of these bones were so hopeless that the bones were not just dry, they were also scattered. You have the femur of someone somewhere and another bone, the vertebrae are scattered across different places, mixed vertebrae scattered in different places. You have one sacral plexus there, you have one skull there, and everything is just mixed. People have been passing and say, oh bones, and different things. Nothing can be too bad for God to reverse. Nothing. Not even death. Not even death. I got a call last week, and someone said, I want you to please pray for somebody very close to me that she's in the hospital and she's dying. Amen. Wow, we have Pastor Mayo over there. That's a senior pastor. I celebrate you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, sir. No, we give honor to Mother's due. Amen. So,
I will say something. Huh? Yeah. So I got a call. And the sensitive call, so I called. And the person I was speaking with over the phone said, you don't have to pray again because the fellow is already dead. So I was confused. Is it that when death happens, the capacity of God ceases? Are you following what I'm saying? And that's why I am decreeing there are things that even you have given up on, that's how you are going to live with them. The force of the Spirit enters there and reverses the irreversible. I say again, the force of the Spirit gets there and reverses the irreversible. In the name of Jesus. I've seen God revive body parts. I've seen God raise the dead. I don't have time to go into stories. I've seen God raise the dead. The faith of this watchman couldn't carry it, but it was God saying, speak. Sometimes you don't have faith for a situation if you can hear God repeat what he says. Are you what I'm saying? You don't have faith, but once God says it, the word of God on my lips is God talking. Whatever response to God, respond to it. Are you following what I'm saying? Isaiah 55:10, as the rain and the snow will not return back to heaven, but it makes the earth bring forth bud and flourish, that may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. What did he say? So shall my word be. It will never return back to me void. It will prosper in the purpose for which it is sent. Meaning that wherever the word of God is, it has the capacity to do what God can do. Let me tell you, in your journey in life, there are situations you won't have faith for. But once you have a word for it, you are fine. Your faith can't carry it. But as God spoken, we keep saying it till it becomes our consciousness. One of the things I hate in my life is to see believers die young. The word of God is clear. He said, with long life, I will satisfy you. These things are up for grab. There are things you can't hear around me. Bishop Oyedepo said, if you hear I die now, don't cry. I'll wake up myself. That's a covenant. That's a covenant. He understands the power of the word. You are the one who is saying, we don't know what can happen tomorrow. We may not know what can happen tomorrow. Once we know the one who holds tomorrow, we know tomorrow. Because he perfected tomorrow before he started today. And according to the script I've seen about tomorrow, I passed. I survived. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. You have to learn to stand in the word. Your life is going to depend on it one day. I was at Wabek. A woman of God was sharing her story. She suddenly lost use of her body. And she felt paralyzed. And she didn't start saying, hey, get. You don't prepare in the battle. You prepare for the battle. She held her phone and said, devil, you are an idiot. If you have brains, you should not come after me. I'm going to still preach. They that do know their God. Not they who know some doctors or they who know some commissioners. They that do know their God shall be strong. My God. And they shall do exploits. Nothing can happen to your life until you agree. And listen to me. Silence is a sign you have agreed with something. It's a sign. One of the things I've learned to do is to keep insisting on what my inheritance is in Christ. I say it daily. And God said to him, let the bread come from the Lord and enter into these bones. Doesn't look reversible. Sometimes you see situations that look totally hopeless. It looks like nothing can be done. But if there's a man who can pray, there's a God who can answer. Every time. I dare you to personalize what God can do and stay there. None of us talk like people who don't study the word. You give up too soon. You can't pray through. You are concerned about what the devil is doing. You have no faith about what God is doing. I don't care about what kind of sickness you are treating. Kefir Dola was diagnosed of cancer, a very invasive form of cancer. And they told him that he was going to die. And he locked himself with scriptures and messages of Gloria Copeland on healing, Kenneth Copeland on healing, and was eating for days. He came out, went for another test, nothing. And God told him, people only die of sickness when they stop taking in life. And I've hanged around people in their last moment enough to see that most times, 90% of them are saying, let me go. None of you here will die young. Yeah. I say it again. It doesn't matter how much the devil has been fighting your heart with the thought of death. None of you here will die young. We cancel everything the devil is trying to do. In the name of Jesus. Now, look at verse 9. And he said to me, prophesy to the bread. Prophesy, son of man, and say, bread, thus says the Lord, come from the four winds, O bread, and breathe upon the slain. God can breathe upon the slain. Can breathe upon the slain. I grew up in the north. Our Christianity in the north is different. It's different. It took me time to cope in the west. I got a call. These are the kind of calls you get in the north. So there's no way you can't be a prayer machine. And one of my friends said to me, if you want to ever see my family again, wherever you are, start praying now. Why? Those guys had invaded their house with digger. They digged out the burglary proofs. Brought everything out. Ah. And invaded the house. Ah. They were going to kill anybody in their sight. There were about 7 people in the house with a baby. So the place they could hide themselves was in a toilet. They entered the room. And the baby was even crying. So they had to put clothes in the mouth of the baby. Ah, but there were people praying. Nah, gaga, aiga. Ah. One of them said they will be inside this place. And he was holding the digger to. They were seeing, because the door wasn't locked, they were seeing them coming. And while that one was about to hit the door, another one shouted and said, leave where you are now. Come, come, come. We found a place outside that they may be. That's the power of prayer. Rerouting events. If there's a man to pray, let me warn those of you who are doing ministry, never get into every duty assignment as a superman. You must have prayer backup. You think this thing is about jumping up and down? Huh? Some of us we are preaching, have our wives on their knees till benediction. Baka, 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 baka. Ah. One of my friends was going to get married. Another friend had a vision and saw himself in a coven that different spirits were making a meeting. And they said, how can we stop this their wedding from holding? And one spirit suggested, one said, we have done everything we could. Then a spirit spoke and said, let's fight them with their individual differences. Because the devil knows homes are coming together to become a bomb. You are the one who is trying to marry now. And while they were there, their boss now stood up. Because the fellow speaking is a prophet who saw the vision. And would have been able to do that. But there are 3,200 that mentioned the exact figure of intercessors praying for them. He said, so we can't do that. And the boss now said, including this idiot who think we can't see him. So he woke up. When you tell believers that I'll be praying for you and you are not praying, demons know. And they know you are featherweight. And they know those who get to the place of prayer. The closest people to me are those who praise. You have to. Not just people who just talk and talk and talk. I'm praying for you. The mantle of prayer will cover you from this moment. Because when there are watchers in the place of prayer, any situation can be reversed. It doesn't matter how bad. Any situation. Ah, one of my spiritual daughters, she's a nurse. She was taking delivery of a woman, of a baby in the hospital. While she was in the process, the child died. Ah. She lifted the child. Ah. There's a covenant upon this house. You said nothing dies in our hands. Makaba kabaya. Yeah. When we have nurses who are not just nurses, but nurses who are watchmen. They are the real midwives. A woman was going to a doctor who happened to be a pastor, was taking delivery of a woman. Ah. And she noticed 3 hours. Baby's not coming. Ah, she was well dilated. Everything was fine. The next centimeter was what they have. Baby is not coming. What's happening? And she was praying in tongues. Are there medical practitioners here that you go to the clinic and you're just looking more? You don't understand the power of the spirit? That when certain things are failing, you can just come near a patient. And you are releasing life. And the only people call the attention. And say, look at the mother of the girl. She noticed each time it looks like the baby was coming out, the woman tightens her wrapper. Everything starts over again. She looked at the woman and said, get out in Jesus' name. And the woman shook and left. Less than 5 minutes later, the lady gave birth. We are talking about the real watchman. That woman could have died of stress and exhaustion if there was no doctor who can hear. Who told you, because you are a professional in your field, you have to be dead spiritually? God needs representatives in different fields. Before the year started, in the place of prayer, we have the number of banks that will not survive this year. And we already knew how to remove our resources from them. We are talking about accurate prophetic ministry, watching and knowing where things are going before they happen. If when news happens is when you know you are late. It's been contended for. People, stakeholders have done their own part. And you are just hearing now on Channel TV. Late comer. When you stand upon the watch, you see. And there are things we can't even teach yet. Because it will amaze you the distance we still have to cover as a body. If there's anything here tonight that looks too difficult for prayer to handle, I decree there are instant visitations on those matters. There are instant visitations on those matters. There are instant visitations on those matters. In the name of Jesus. Sorry, I barely use my time anywhere, minister, so you might have to be on your feet as I begin to bring this to a close.
A lot of things has happened here tonight. And you have to be very sensitive. In the year 2012, I prayed for a girl. That's how many years ago? 10 years ago. As at then, she was over 30, and no man had ever looked at her to ask her out. So I prayed for her. When I prayed for her, that night, she saw herself, because I'm going to show you a passage of the scripture now. She saw herself in a coffin, and a mighty hand came and brought her out and washed her clean. What I'll tell you is a very real story. And while she was brought out of that coffin, an old woman now appeared to her and said to her that, "I have warned you not to go and meet that pastor to pray for you again." And the old woman began to fight with her in her dream. And in that dream, she killed the old woman. And when she woke up physically, I'm telling you something I saw with my two eyes. When she woke up physically, something strange had happened. Number one, the wall of the house was like somebody brought a paint size of blood and splashed it on the wall. I saw the blood myself because she called me in the morning, and her clothes that she was wearing, blood. And the first call she received that morning was that the old woman she fought with, who happened to be her father's elder sister, had died overnight. Let me share this with you also. A girl came to me, and I've never seen this lady again ever since then, though after she finished from Ife. A girl came, and she came to Ife to run our program, and her mother happened to be in that city. But the father said she must never in her life visit the mother. I'm telling you true life stories. So he said he won't tell her why, but don't look for this woman. She's not who you think she is. And the girl, out of emotions and all that, got an invitation from the woman and went there. And when she got there, it was a very big house. And the woman had told the servants not to talk to the girl. The first time she went, it was fine. The second time, one of the boys was asking her of her name. And the mother met the boy there. And she brought out a gun and shot the boy on his forehead in her presence. And the girl was traumatized, was shaking. And the mother said, "There's nowhere you go to. I won't, you can run from me. If you, I give birth to you, I can kill you." And the girl came to meet me in church for counseling. And while we're there, the mother called her and asked her, "What are you doing with Femi?" He said, "If you think I can't see you, you are wearing so." She put the phone on speaker. "Is wearing so and so clothes. I can see you. Both of you are what? Pack your things and leave now." Ah. Listen to me. You are still dealing with petty spirit. Ah. There are demon scripture referred to as spiritual wickedness for a reason. The girl bought new sim. The first call she received on the new sim was the mother. I'm not going to wait. She got her deliverance and God separated them. But I want to show you a scripture. Ezekiel 37 verse 12. I'm going to make decree upon your life with this scripture. For those of you who are very sensitive, I believe by now you're already praying in the Holy Ghost. Ezekiel 37 verse 12. Now this is the word of the Lord for this house. "Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel." When you stand as a watchman, you can see things the way God sees them. Sometimes people see death, God sees a mighty army.
and I prophesy as I've been sent. I prophesy as I have been commanded. Whatever represents graves here, that anybody has been buried in, marriages, health, childbearing, whatever, I speak as one called of the Lord. Come out of them.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289. Femi Lazarus Ministries.